The world's nations are in Bali, Indonesia, to discuss how to tackle global warming when the Kyoto Agreement expires. The effects of climate change are clearly etched on the landscape of Iceland. The glaciers that cover about 10% of that island are retreating. For decades, members of a special society have trekked to remote areas to measure the ice. For our Climate Connection series with National Geographic, NPR's Richard Harris traveled with one group this fall.
It's a damp and gray September day on the open plains of central Iceland, and a mismatched convoy of about a dozen trucks, motorcycles, and all-terrain vehicles has pulled off the side of the road onto a dirt track. The drivers get out to let air out of their tires. This will give them a more comfortable ride on the journey ahead as they set out across the treeless and ultimately roadless volcanic landscape. They're heading for Hofschuckel, a glacier that's smack dab in the middle of this North Atlantic island. Rikfus Magnusson unfolds a map to scope out the drive ahead.
So how long do you think this will take us?
Depends on the rivers and the weather. There are some quicksand.
Quicksand? Oh, yeah. We don't want to go in the quicksand.
No. But labor is going in front, and if he disappears, then we stop for a while and think.
Leifur is Leifur Jonsson, who has led an expedition to measure his glacier for 30 years. He's a retired hand surgeon, tall and barrel-chested, like a bear. He runs this trip with quiet authority. It's not exactly a scientific study, it's not exactly an adventure, and it's not exactly a party, but it is a blend of all three. We catch up to Leifur Jonsson a while later, when the road stops at the edge of a rapidly flowing river. There's no bridge.
That's my boy, you know, in the yellow cycle. Looks like some of outer space.
Herman Leifsson is sitting on a dirt bike, decked out in black body armor and waterproof clothing to protect him from the rain and the rivers. He gazes out over the rushing stream.
So you're going to drive across, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to try to.
Or swim, maybe.
It's a little bit more than usual, I think.
The creeks are swollen by rain, but the milky blue runoff in this vast and gently sloping basin also comes from melting glaciers. So this could be a hint about what lies ahead at Hofschuckel. Leifsson guns his engine and heads out into the water.
Wow, it's all the way up to the axles, but he's staying on it, making it across.
No quicksand here, at least. We press on across the gray moonscape of lava. Each year, it's the same basic story. There's a long and challenging drive. They camp out for a night or two, eating traditional foods such as cold lamb, blood sausage, and dried fish. And each year, they pull out their measuring tapes to see how much the glacier has changed. And it's changed a lot. Finally, after six bone-jarring hours of travel, we pull up to a small hillock that offers at least token protection from the cold and damp wind.
We are now at the foot of the glacier, probably only 100 feet away. And right over here is steam rising up from the ground. It's a hot spring.
The spring runs across the ground a short distance and then into a fiberglass tub that the younger generation has brought up here for their annual nighttime revelries.
We made it.
We made it.
Solveig Thorvaldsdottir has driven her aged father up here, but the trip is also for her.
There's so much energy here. You just come here, you feel nature, you feel the forces, and it's just so nice to be here. It's very difficult to explain. Either you feel it or you don't, and I feel it.
The glacier looks dirtier than usual this year, she says. It's a gentle slope of ice that extends up to the horizon. Hofschuckel is about 20 miles wide and morphing all the time. Leifur Jonsson says some years the tongue of the glacier he measures has actually surged forward, but the long-term trend has been unmistakable.
I have mostly seen the glaciers decreasing, drawing back and becoming lower.
And how do you feel about that?
I want them as they are, not decreasing anymore.
That's a forlorn hope.
All this here is new to me.
The next morning, Leifur Jonsson is up early. He's packed up his tent, collected some of the beer cans that peppered the ground around the hot tub, and he's now at one of his annual measuring points. He's standing in a field of mud and rounded rocks at the foot of the glacier.
I put the stick down here somewhere in this plateau here last year. And it was not far from the glacier.
He starts searching the ground to find his marker.
Here's the stick.
Aha. So it survived a year right here.
Yeah.
He doesn't look too happy, though. It's clear this glacier has retreated far more than its usual distance, which is about the length of a car. They pull out a measuring tape and pace off the distance from last year's mark to the glacier. Leifur Jonsson's daughter watches from a distance. This business with a tape measure may have made sense in the 1930s, when the Glacier Society first started coming here. That was before satellite photos and GPS. But Aiden Leif's daughter says measuring's not really the point anymore.
You can do that in an easier way, so this is just an excuse to come here, as you know.
And the trip is no longer just about adventure and companionship. This group has become an unintended witness to climate change.
Because it's much warmer now, the last 10 years maybe.
Is that good or bad?
It's nice to have nice plants around. But, well, it's not good because it gets better in Iceland, but the rest of the world sees the bad part of it, so it's not good.
Once the measuring tape is rolled up, Leifur Jonsson heads back to his truck. He checks a clipboard to figure out exactly how far the glacier has retreated.
It has retreated 41 meters.
41 meters?
In 1 year, yes.
Is that the biggest you've ever seen?
Yeah.
That's almost half the length of a football field in a single year. This isn't happy news for Solveig Thorvaldsdottir.
I mean, what are we going to call that country when the ice all melts? We might as well call it lava land.
Hofschuckel's not going to disappear in her lifetime, at least. So she and her friends will still be able to carry on this bittersweet trek to their glacier. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Fearsome Vikings were Iceland's first settlers, and you can hear how climate shaped their rise and fall at npr.org/climateconnections. Once there, you can read the latest global warming coverage from National Geographic magazine.